Lisa Armitage.
Crawling off the sail like a big, clumsy baby, she plunged through the water, a shocking cold engulfing her face and head. When she bobbed back up, there was Carve swimming to the stern, and the boat was lying sideways in the ocean like a fallen horse.
Helen, release the mainsail and climb back in.
The mainsail? She yanked at the first rope she found and it went slack.
Good, now climb in.
Clambering over the fallen sail, shoes scrabbling and hands grabbing, she hauled herself back into the hull of the boat.
Now hold on to something. Move with the boat and hold on.
Carve had swung all his weight over the centreboard, rocking it backwards. Helen grabbed the rail and wrapped her foot underneath the seat. She could feel the momentum Carve was beginning to create and she worked with him, tipping and leaning, the two of them moving together. Then suddenly the sail popped up, free of the water. On the cusp, the boat hovered, seemed to shake, then fell forward, scooping and flinging Helen back into the upright hull, where she lay looking up at the dome of sky, relief shaking every cell.
Hi, Mum. Shelley always felt like a younger version of herself when she visited home. Hello, dear. Are you all right? Her mother said as she stepped forward, took Shelley's bag and led her inside.
Yes, I'm fine. I was at the beach when it happened.
Thank God. Her mother put the bag down beside the door. Did they make an awful mess?
Yes and no. They smashed souvenirs, threw things around and stole my jewellery.
Shelley itemised what had been stolen as her mother tutted and gasped, especially when the heirlooms were mentioned.
Are you on holidays again?
Yes. Well, you're not sick, are you?
No, nothing like that. What's happened? Is something wrong?
Her hand rested at her throat melodramatically, a pose Shelley knew so well.